Atlanta, Georgia, which you know is a beautiful city, and I decided that I would celebrate going on yet another tour, which was actually a very, very good tour, very good decision to celebrate. And I go to the hotel bar thing, and I get a bottle of red wine. Hi, I love you too. And I have this bottle of red wine, and I decide that I would walk around the town, but before I did that, I would drink the whole bottle of red wine. So I drink this entire bottle, and I'm feeling good. So I want to take a walk around Atlanta by myself, which is probably never really smart. And I'm walking through Atlanta. I see the tall buildings, and I see the Starbucks and the McDonald's and everything cool. And I decide to make my adventure a little more exciting. So I take a left, and I walk about 73 steps, and no longer am I at tall buildings. No longer am I at Starbucks or McDonald's. I am in the ghetto. If anybody doesn't know by now, the ghetto is no place for a redhead like me. So I'm walking around in the ghetto, and now I'm not walking around like, you know, like I'm comfortable. I'm not walking around seeing the buildings. I'm more kind of like walking around like somebody's going to shoot me from like a third-story building or something like that. I'm just trying to find my way back. And this dude comes up to me. He's standing like over there by that mic stand, and he kind of approaches me. He's like, yo, hey! And I'm kind of like startled at first, but then I remembered that I drank an entire bottle of red wine, and I'm very talkative, and I would like to talk to this man. He goes, you look like you're a rocker. You look like you play in a band. And I said, yes, sir, I do play in a band. It is called Fall Out Boy. I wanted to make sure if he killed me that he didn't go kill all of them, all of my band. I wanted to keep them safe. I'm like mother hen. They're my eggs. I keep them safe. And so he's like, yeah, I've heard of you before. You got any change? And I'm like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. I don't have any change. I don't even have my cell phone. I didn't even bring that. And it's, you know, as someone who is trying to advise you, you never tell somebody that is going to rob and kill you that you have no way of contacting the authorities. You don't tell them that. And this dude, he goes, he's very pissed off at this point. He's got this like staggered look. His eyes get real squinty. And to kind of give you a little preface on the situation, this guy is very sketchy looking. You know what that is? Does everybody know? I can't explain to you what sketchy is, but you know by looking him right off the bat, and he was probably going to kill you within the next 3 to 4 minutes, give or take. And he looks at you. He looks at me. And he reaches behind his back. And I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, life was good. It was good up until now. I lived a lot, you know? And he goes, and I kid you not, this is real. And I was very scared. He goes, fuck you! And immediately, I see that, and I'm kind of like, I'm taken back. And I'm just like, this dude knows my band. I'm like, dude, I'm not in Fall Out Boy. I lied. I'm sorry. I apologize. 1,000 apologies. I'm in a band called We the Kings. And you almost got it. It's not this. It's not quite that. It's not this. And I look at him with the biggest shit-eating grin I've ever had on in my entire life. And I go, it's this. So introducing for the first time in New York City, this is the We the Kings gang sign. Feel free to throw it up whenever you want, including in the ghetto. Just be very careful. This song is all about that story.